food trucks from London and America and Singapore are almost with us. Yeah, they're going to be at Burj Park with Eat the World DXB next Thursday and over that weekend from the 23rd to the 25th of February. I was in Pot Brixton in London and I met up with Chef Paul, who's going to be one of the people there serving up a storm at Eat the World. The creator and founder of Donostia Social Club, a street food van serving tapas. Chef Paul worked for many years in the catering industry in Spain, specifically throughout the Basque Country, where he developed a passion for the pincho tapas that are typical to the Basque region. Now, Basque cuisine is a fusion of Spanish food from northern Spain and French cuisine, and the Basque region has become a regular destination for European food lovers. And with that introduction, I start my conversation with Chef Paul in the kitchen, where we're making seared scallops, Spanish ratatouille, green chili sauce with toasted almonds.
So what are we doing then, Chef?
Okay, we're going to keep it fishy this morning. We're going to do some scallops. So they're basically it's one of the first dishes I ever kind of came up with when I started the company. So it's kind of like one of my children, this dish. So it's a seared scallop with a Spanish ratatouille, green chili sauce and toasted almonds, okay? So first of all, we put the scallops on to cook. They're Atlantic scallops, so rollers, because some people don't really like the roe, so I prefer to cook with rollers. I think the size is always a benefit, you know what I mean? They're nice big scallops. Yeah. They look good. We serve them singular in shells, so they look good on the presentation front as well, when they're that size.
Yeah.
Okay, so we serve it with what we call is a pisto. It's from La Mancha. It's basically red peppers and green peppers chopped down with onions and tomatoes, and then it's sautéed off really slowly, really long. So it makes a beautiful, rich kind of sauce, and finished up with a little bit of sugar, a little bit of salt and pepper, just to bring out the sweetness in the tomatoes especially. I first went to Spain when I was about 19 years old, so well over half my life ago. I worked in Barcelona, Tarragona, Andorra, places like that as a very young chef. So I flip over the scallops. Obviously we want to keep them nice and salted, nice and oiled, nice and seared, and obviously once the finished product comes out, a little bit rare in the middle as well, because that's how a scallop should be cooked. I mean, yeah, we're not cooking rubber, we're cooking scallops.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got a little bit of our pistons, like our ratatouille. It's just slow cooked, and we just keep it on the heat during service, so we can just dish it up quicker. So it does take about an hour to make, so it's not really a minute kind of thing. So we get our piston, and for this dish we finish off with a little green chili sauce. It's called a Mojo Verde. It's a Canary Island dish. It's made with coriander, chilies and olive oil. A little bit of that on the side. So seared scallop on top. We have a little oil on top, which is a little parsley oil. So it's parsley, cherry vinegar, garlic and olive oil. And then we finish it off with fresh toasted almonds. Give it a bit of crunch. I mean, obviously scallops are very soft. The pisto is a beautiful, rich, soft dish. So a little bit of crunch on there, and then we finish it with red mustard frills. I love a bit of micro herb. It's the chef in me. I've been a chef for far too long, I think. Okay, so that is our seared scallop. Spanish ratatouille, green chili sauce, toasted almonds.
Crunchy, salty, beautiful. So from the streets, really, tell us about how you began with the...
Certainly, yeah, we started 4 years this coming Easter. Actually, our first ever big festival was the Real Food Festival on the South Bank. It was Easter, and it snowed. So I thought, well, street food, that's a good thing I got into. Well done, Paul. Basically, I was a chef for 25 years. I still am a chef, I suppose. I was working all around the world, but many years in Spain, many Michelin-star restaurants. I kind of wanted to work for myself, and I wanted to do Basque food, I wanted to do Spanish food, and I saw these little H vans, gorgeous little square vans. I thought, well, nobody actually ever sits around a van, and like a tapas bar, as you are now, I suppose. I thought, well, let's try and do something different. So in the end, we've got a 12-seater restaurant with stalls around it, which we serve our food and drink from. It gives people more immersive experience, whether it's food or drink, and also we are the social club. So it's a very tight space as well. So you sit next to your new best friend, basically, and chat about food and drink and what we're doing behind the counter and running around like headless chickens usually. So it's always quite a nice atmosphere around the van.
What's the ingredients that you're excited about that you're using at the moment?
Obviously, this time of year, we've a lot of seafood coming on, lots of clams and mussels and oysters and stuff like that. On our menu at the moment, we've got a load of fresh mackerel. Great time of year, lots of things with beetroot, goat's cheese, that kind of stuff. We kind of cook seasonal, so a lot of stuff we do specials, we're using a lot of venison and things like that, because it's that kind of year.
Good to hear venison's on there. It's nice.
Yeah, we love venison, chestnuts, red currants, those kind of classic combinations.
So how many of these have you got now then, from those early years?
Well, we this is our only kind of main thing. We have the van, we still do a lot of weddings, do a lot of catering, things like that. We have a pop-up place just up the road that we have for 2 months over November and December up the road, so we do the food in there for the next 2 months, because obviously this time of year our van doesn't do as much on markets and stuff, because it's very cold, you know what I mean? So yeah. So we've come inside.
So if you're coming from, you know, both sides of it really, having worked in restaurants and then doing selling street food, where you're at today, I mean, is the temptation to go back indoors to kind of encapsulate everything into one space, or are you happy to keep going with the trucks and working the street?
I enjoy doing the private catering side of it. I love doing weddings and things like that with the van and without the van, and it's just because it's such a nice thing to do. But then again, in the same way, it's easier to build in one space. So we are looking at other restaurants. We've just said no to something recently, which was a bigger space. But we're looking for the right space and do the right concept. And we've started doing stuff like importing products as well from Spain and the Basque Country. So there's always extra businesses to tag onto the already far too busy life that I have.
Well, I was going to say, you know, I'm seeing some interesting, well, I'm just seeing some lovely coloured green chilies there. And if you're bringing ingredients in.
Certain things like the green peppers you mentioned, obviously Pimientos de Padrón. So they're from Padrón in Spain. So they get imported over to us. Obviously, a lot of things like the beautiful tomatoes we use. Try and use English stuff like Suffolk. Obviously, this is winter, so they're French. When we can get products, we do obviously all our beans from Navarra, which is a great place in Spain. It's famous for canned vegetables and preserved vegetables, asparagus, baby broad beans, piquillo peppers, things like that. We import a lot of those products from that area for things a bit like bellotta meats and the cheeses from Gutteria and places like that we buy.
Cheeses look great.
Yeah, love cheeses. I reckon it's the best cheese board in London, actually. Certainly for Spanish cheeses. Some amazing goat's cheeses there. Some stuff which is washed in brine and kind of almost French style in them, but they're beautiful cheeses.
So you're really drawing in. It's diverse. We're in the pop-up Brixton. You've got a lovely little space here. Very cool. Very creative. Coming to Dubai with the truck, what do you think you might be serving on the truck?
Well, I mean, we were privileged to come out to Abu Dhabi a couple of years ago with Real Food as well. So we kind of got an idea what we can and what we can't get, and certainly what we can and can't do. A lot of lamb, lots of purees with beautiful fresh vegetables, lots of prawns, scallops, some beautiful salads, also using some of the spices from there as well, but bringing our own style and into it. Obviously, we do tapas, so it's small plates, so it's kind of get a few of each and just trying to make a meal out of everything we do. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
I'm looking forward to it as well, because we have the mezze, but obviously it's different, but it's the idea of it, which is sitting, small plates, different tastes and flavours, with friends, with people, so you're in the right place. It's going to be really great to have you in the UAE.
I'm really looking forward to it. Thank you very much.
Eat the World, it's taking place in Dubai next weekend between the 23rd and 25th of February at Burj Park. There you'll be able to taste food from all the street food hawkers and trucks you've heard me talk to over the last few months. Check out the special features page at dubaieye1038.com/Dubai today. Click on the special feature for all the pictures, all the trucks and all that great food that's coming your way. And for the full lineup, check out eattheworld.ae. That's it from me. Have yourselves a great weekend, and I'll be back with you on Sunday from 11 a.m.